Hello and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, February 1st, 2010. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is sponsored by IndieBusinessNetwork.com, a social networking site for small businesses. Not only is it a great place to connect with my members, who, as you know, offer the most fantastic soaps, cosmetics, and candles on the planet, but it's also a great place to meet like-minded business owners, meet new collaborative partners, and get your questions answered by people who are experiencing the same business growing pains as you are. Check it out at IndieBusinessNetwork.com. Well, statistics show that millions upon millions of blogs have been created over the years. But you know what's interesting? According to a report released last year by Technorati, a full 94% of them are not updated in the preceding 190 days at any given time. What does this mean for you? Well, even though there are millions of blogs, you can compete for people's attention with a tiny fraction of them and be successful in your business. If that's the case, then you can actually use your blog as opposed to just start it and let it sit there, and you may be able to turn it into a serious workhorse for your business. Don't believe me? Well, I've done it, and so has our guest today. His name is Tris Hussey, and he's the author of Create Your Own Blog, 6 Easy Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro. Tris is a speaker, a social media consultant, and a charter member of the Professional Bloggers Association. He's been blogging since 2004 and has been named one of Vancouver, Canada's top 20 social media people. Welcome to the show, Tris.
Well, thank you, Donna Maria. How are things in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina?
Well, it's cold. It's really cold, and we had some snow over the weekend, and our fabulous county school commissioners decided to close school today anyway. So we're juggling a whole lot of things here at Indie Business Headquarters, but I am so excited to have you and all of your expertise and background to talk about blogging.
Well, thank you very much. I always love the chance to talk about blogging, especially to small business people and people working from home, independent business people, because this is a group that could really take advantage of blogs the most.
I agree with you, and that is my radio show audience. You just described them. So, hi, listeners. I'm glad you're here. If you're listening to the show at the website, you can join the chat by clicking on Join the Chat right there at IndieBusinessRadio.com, and you can join and talk with me and also today's guest as we have the show today, and that's a great thing to do. We're also tweeting the show, so if you have questions, you can post them on Twitter, and I'll do my best to make sure that we funnel them into the show. So, Tris, okay, everybody knows what a blog is, but what are the latest trends and statistics saying about blogging? Is it still worthwhile? Some people are saying it's dead. What's the deal?
Well, blogging, first off, I think you and I will both agree that the word blog is terrible. It's an awful word, and I think it gets people so tied up in, oh, this is something special. What your listeners should understand is a blog is just a really great and easy to update website. So the media, tries to paint a picture that, oh, not many people are blogging anymore. It's not as important. But, what I see from the media that I read, that more and more, I would say, sort of stealth blogs start up. People who use blogging engines just to power their regular website and to put out news about their products or just talk about their business, but they're not calling them blogs anymore, so they fall under the radar.
Okay, what are they calling them?
Well, they're just calling them websites, which is fine. That's what they are. Because the whole thing that has made blogging great has not been the name. What made blogging great was the ability for anyone to be able to post and write content for the internet very easily. If you had used Hotmail or Gmail or Yahoo Mail and done any web-based email program, you're pretty much set for posting content on a blog. You have all the skills you need.
Tris, what you're saying is really interesting to me. So let's explore this for a second, because everybody's, of course, used to the word blog. And, you know, 10 years ago, you tell somebody about your business and they'd say, do you have a website? And now they say, do you have a blog? And so if what you're saying is that they can sometimes be one and the same, what is the most profitable and beneficial way for a small business owner to address this issue? You know, if they're talking to a media rep, for example, and the media rep says, well, how can I learn more about you? Should the response be, visit my website where I blog, or visit my blog? Well, what works best?
You know, I like that first one, visit my website where I have a blog, or visit my website and blog, really pulls everything together.
Okay.
For the media. You know, for small business people, the biggest benefit, because I know small business people and independent business people, you tend to be rather busy and have lots of irons in the fire. My fiance makes cards and sells jewelry in addition to all the other stuff she does, so she always has about 5 irons in the fire. The biggest thing is they save you time and money. You have more time, you have less time to worry about tech and more time to do the stuff that is fun or earns money for your business. So when you're talking to the media and they say, well, do you have a blog? So, oh yeah, you know, I keep up. I tell my customers and the internet I have a blog as part of my website. Well, really what you probably would have is a blog and your website. They're all just sort of combined into one.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really, really well that way.
Okay, good. So that's a good way for us to think about it, especially too, Tris, since a lot of people do have more than one branded website that they own, as opposed to, you know, other social networking sites. So, in speaking of social networking sites, let's talk about this for a second. I have read over and over again and actually seen some very popular social media consultants, one I'm thinking of in particular, close his blog down entirely and post only from a website called Postrets and funnel those directly into, you know, his Twitter and other places. But my reason for asking this, Tris, is because while Postrets is a great blogging platform, and maybe you can answer some questions about what it is, let's just assume for now it's a great blogging platform, it's not branded. In other words, that person does not own that domain. So if Postrets is sold, or if it goes down, or something is wrong with it, or if they change it so it doesn't work for him anymore, he doesn't have a branded place where people can go and see all his content because he doesn't funnel it to a blog. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're probably thinking of my friend Steve Rebell.
I'm not. So there's another person.
There's another one. He was the first one that comes to mind. He did this. He said, I'm not going to blog anymore, and I'm going to use Postrets. And I am a Postrets blog, and you're right. There are ways you can brand a Postrets blog, but often people switch to Postrets. It's easy, right? It's a way that you can add content to this blogging kind of site through just sending an email, amongst other ways. And their point is, well, I'm doing so many different things online, I want to use one place as my hub for my life stream, is what we call it. And, you know, I agree with you. You need to have a central home base that you own and control. And that is, you know, not, if Postrets goes away, or Facebook goes away, or Twitter goes away, you know, still have my website on my domain where I control all the content, and that's not going anywhere barring I do something stupid on the server, which that happens too.
Yeah, I did that once. Well, we can talk about that later. Okay, I appreciate your thoughts on that because I really want people to, you know, I don't necessarily think there's a one-size-fits-all answer, but the point that you're making is a really good one. So let's talk about blogging from the perspective of what platforms are available now. What are the ones that are out there that you would consider small business owners should think about using, you know, in order of the priority that you would suggest would work for them and why?
Right. Well, my primary site is on WordPress, so I have a bias towards WordPress. I've used all of them. Now I have to start off with either, if you don't feel like you want to get your own hosting account, going to WordPress.com to get a free blog, and you can map your own domain to that. And one of the tenets of the people who run WordPress.com Automatic is that you own your data, not them or the blogging platform. So if they ever go away, you'll be able to get your data out. And after that, if you want, still want to be in the hosted realm, that's where someone else takes care of the day-to-day keeping the lights on kind of stuff. TypePad is a really solid, solid service. Not my favorite. I don't like the way it does templates to make a blog look your, or a site look your own. It's not my favorite way of working. And if you're going to do it yourself, which is very easy, anyone can do this. It's not rocket science. And you buy a domain, get a hosting account. I have to go with WordPress to install your own. It's probably the easiest one for anyone to install. Even though you can install Movable Type, which is the install your own version of TypePad,
right?
WordPress is just—it's just so easy. I think if you've been through the famous 5-minute install, you're at the end where they actually say, "What? You were thinking there was more?"
Mm-hmm, right. That's funny. That is funny. It is rather easy. Okay, but here's the thing: for a lot of people who maybe have a blog now and they got started on a free platform that they didn't have to install anywhere, like Blogger, which is really good, works really well for a lot of people. People who are kind of going, everybody's talking about WordPress from a business perspective. I've spent all this time learning another platform and it works fairly well. Are there reasons that you can suggest from your experience that people might want to go through the pains of switching to WordPress?
Oh, yeah, I know that pain. I've switched blog platforms and servers, I don't know, 5 times now. The biggest reason that I would switch to WordPress is that the WordPress community, and WordPress is an open source software, the WordPress community is active and vibrant and continually improving and developing the software. So it's just getting better and better. Google, which owns Blogger / Blogspot, they haven't really been doing a lot with it in the past 5 years that I've been watching it. And so I look at, if you switch to WordPress, you're switching to an actively developed software platform that's just growing and getting better with a very active development community, where there's a lot of new functionality and new plugins that are being added all the time. Honestly, they just make your life easier. You want to do something like, I want a shopping cart. Great, well, there's a plugin for that. I know there's a popular phone made by my favorite computer maker that says that as well, but that's why I would switch to WordPress. It's, from the technical standpoint, it's living and growing. And from the business standpoint, I haven't found a blogging platform better than WordPress for search engine optimization. And I've tried them all.
Let's talk about that for a second, even though we can't go into much detail about it. When you say search engine optimization, you mean something good. So tell people what you mean who may not know that, especially if you can connect it to the suggestion that blogging is worth your time.
Well, this is the key thing for search engine optimization. You can tell it's really early out here on the West Coast. It's making sure your site is found by Google, and people who are searching for what you are selling, candles, jewelry, aromatherapy products, whatever, that they're searching for you, your product, they have a better chance of finding you. And the one of the biggest reasons that WordPress and blogs are great for search engine optimization is that out of the box, they're designed to work with Google. In fact, the person who is responsible for keeping all the spam sites out of Google, Matt Cutts, he uses WordPress. In fact, not only does he use WordPress, he uses Thesis like you and I do. And the reason is it's built to work so well and smoothly with search engines that they find the information they want very quickly and easily. So as a business owner, you don't have to worry about all of the search engine optimization voodoo that is often said, oh, yeah, there's a real dark art and magic to it. No, with blogs, you just have to write good stuff and write about what your product is and, or, you know, write about your industry and all of those things you would do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're 95% there.
Right. You don't even have to figure out all the details.
Exactly.
That's a really good point. And on that note, we're going to conclude our first segment here. We're talking with Tris Hussey, the author of Create Your Own Blog, 6 Easy Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro. When we come back, we're going to be picking his brain about some of those projects, because one of the things we have to do, right, Tris, is we have to organize our blog and set it up in a way that makes it easy for us to post as well as easy and useful for our reader. So Tris calls that using your blog to create projects that help you do that. We're going to come back in a few minutes and talk with him about that. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. I'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're talking with Tris Hussey this afternoon. Create Your Own Blog, 6 Easy Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro is his book. And if you have any questions, of course, you can join us over at the chat. Just go to IndieBusinessRadio.com, and you will be able to click right through to join us live with Tris and ask your questions about blogging. Okay, so your book, one of the many things I like about it, and there are a lot of things, not the least of which is the fact that I can flip through and quickly find these blue pages, which identify the start to a new chapter or some little nugget or something that I can read really, really quickly. So thank you for laying things out that way in this book. Easy projects, Tris. Your book breaks it down into several things. I want to talk with you about 4 of them, just the plain old written blog post with text, photo blog posts, you know, photographs, video blog posts, and your book talks about that in the podcasting section, and audio blog posts, also in the podcasting section. Let's go through each one of those with an eye, Tris, toward being able to educate listeners about how they can systematize their publishing. Do you recommend that people do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But although I'm very much a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of blogger and always have been and have resisted editorial calendars, it's not for everyone. Having a plan for what you're going to write about, how you're going to write, and even what days you're going to write, okay, Tuesdays are always insane. I'm not even going to try to blog on Tuesdays. That's a really good way. And then having a good, solid organization of all of your content, using categories, or on Blogger they're called, but labels. Making sure you have things grouped so not only can your readers find things, but search engines can find things and put everything into context. That's so important. Your blog and my blog and almost all the other successful blogs, we have these nice, neat categories. You just want to read my WordPress posts. Okay, click my WordPress button. There they all are. Very nice, neat, and easy. The hard part sometimes is just that writing. Writing that first post, because people have that fear that, oh, who wants to read what I want to say. Everyone, lots of people.
Well, and you know what? You know, my approach, I'd love to know what you think about this when people tell me that, is, well, you know what? When you post your first blog post, guess what? No one's going to see it anyway.
That's true. So you don't have
to worry about that at the beginning, right?
That's right. Everyone who's worried, like, for example, on Twitter, is like, oh, I don't know if everyone, you know, wants to hear about what I did on my first tweet. Well, no one's following you yet. It really doesn't matter.
No one cares anyway, yeah.
No one cares.
But if you have a business, obviously, Therese, if you have a business, you want people to care about you in some respect. You may not want them to care about how much cream you put in your coffee, but you do want them to care. So is your broad job to figure out not so much the precise things that you want to share at your blog, but just generally how you can approach the platform or the tool as a way to start creating information that your particular target customers might be interested in?
Well, exactly. And the one thing that the advice I give to everyone who's starting a blog or a website based on a blog platform is to write with passion.
Mm.
If you are passionate about probably many things in your life, and if you're an independent business person, you're passionate about your business. If you weren't passionate about your business, you probably shouldn't be doing that business in the first place, because there's a lot of work. It's a labor of love. So write with passion. Write about, say you just found a new supplier that has this great new line of, a new line of candles that you think are really well made and the scents are nice and they're not overpowering. Well, write about that, because by expressing your passion, your readers will also be learning, like, wow, you know, that does sound like a great product. I think I'd like to try that.
Right, right.
It's not like, and it's not even an overt marketing sell. What you're doing is expressing how you feel about the business you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to approach anything you're writing.
So
go ahead.
No, that's okay. Good. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought. I apologize.
It's that making the whole process of writing, don't worry about it, because it will come to you. It does take practice. The first, like my first blog post, I looked back and read it recently. It was April 2004. And it was such a fascinating piece of writing. Yes, this new collaboration app is out. I think it's really neat. You should probably try it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, riveting. Riveting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It takes practice. It takes time to get your voice and find your feet.
I'm so glad you said that.
I
helped someone start a blog last year, and her first post was something like, Donna Maria told me to do this. I have no idea what to do next. But that leads us really nicely into some of the projects, Therese, that you suggested here. And you have a lot of them. We can't go through all of them. But let's just talk about a few of them.
Well, you know, we're on the radio. I know you wanted to talk about pictures. And putting pictures on the blogs and building, say, if you are a photographer or you're doing prints as your home business, a portfolio blog for those is so easy. It's so fantastically easy just to post pictures up and get a really nice black theme. You know, my favorite kind of non-written post is podcasting. It's just straight audio. I have this thing for radio. I love radio. And that's something that I think can add so much to the content of a blog, in hearing people, you know, talk about their business or talk about a topic. I don't know. It's really connective. And the best thing is, it's really, really easy. If you have a laptop, you probably have almost everything you need to record your first podcast.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that then, because this radio show, of course, is posted to my blog as a podcast. It's loaded up onto iTunes, and I've been doing the show since 2005. I don't know if that's before podcasting was a word, but certainly it wasn't mainstream.
No, you're just on the wire. Podcasting as a word was invented the year before, so you're good.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about that then. For someone who, you know, doesn't want to get, you know, a show engineer and stuff like I have, they don't want to have a long show that goes on for an hour or whatever. They just want to do, you know, something short. What sorts of things, again, for small business owners, what do you suggest is manageable, and where do they go to get started?
Okay, well, the first thing is, you know, you have your computer, and that's pretty much important. If you have a Mac, you have GarageBand, and that's essentially all the software you're going to need to record. And if you have a Mac, you can use the built-in, or, you know, any Mac or PC that has a webcam, you probably have a built-in mic, and you can use that, and it's okay. It's not great. The sound quality isn't fantastic, but you can get started and start finding your feet that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing, you might want to, you know, if you're on a PC, you're going to need some software, and I recommend the free program Audacity. I think there might be a cataclysm by me saying that Microsoft even recommends using Audacity for people using Windows to start podcasting. It's a free audio recording program. It looks a little geeky, but it's not too bad.
But do you need Audacity if you have GarageBand, or is Audacity just for PCs?
Audacity is for PC or Mac, but PCs don't come with a good podcasting recording app.
Okay.
So you need to download something. Macs, we got it easy. We have GarageBand, and we're good, and you can, you know, do all sorts of fantastic recording things with GarageBand.
So you don't need Audacity with GarageBand?
Nope, you don't need Audacity with GarageBand.
Okay, that's great. So we can think about podcasting and other sorts of things. We're going to get back to that. We have a question here from Lisa Casper at Blue Moon Candles, and I got to just say, she's one of my members, and she makes fantastic candles. Valentine's Day is coming. Okay, but I digress. Anyway, okay. Lisa has a couple of questions. You were talking earlier about categories. She wants to know, how do you choose categories? For instance, she says her business is candles, but does it matter that her blog has various other categories, or should she just stick to candles? What makes sense?
Well, you should blog about whatever you want. You know, you're a person. You have interests beyond candles, and that's okay to blog about, you know, other things. You do have to, you know, find that line between the public personal and the business if your blog is being used for both. And I can't tell you where that line is because it's different for every person. But so go ahead and blog about whatever you want, because you know what, it makes the people, your readers and your customers, connect with you and learn more about you as a person. And I think that can't be a bad thing.
Now, one of the things you're saying is that when you're deciding what to blog about, it will be a process for you to figure out how much on the personal side you want to divulge, and you can always change that, right, as your business grows. You can say, hey, you know, I want to share more. You can say, hey, I want to share less. And so it's not like a point in time where you decide, bam, this is how it's going to be, and that's the way it's always going to be, right? So you can be flexible and do it, right?
That's right. It goes depending on your own mood and how things are progressing. Exactly. It's not a set thing. Like, okay, well, if I've been talking about my dog, I'm always going to have to talk about your dog. Well, no, you don't have to. If you want to stop talking about your dog, someone may ask, but, you know, maybe that's not, you know, you don't think it's adding value to your blog anymore. Now, choosing categories, this is a great question. The way to think of categories, and I struggled with this when I was teaching blogging, is how do I explain categories versus tags? I think of categories as like your silverware drawer. It's a large container that holds lots of different but related things. So when you're thinking about a category, think of those large buckets where you can put lots of similar posts. And on WordPress, a post can be in more than one category. So you could be, so if we take the candles example, you could have a category, of course, of candles, but you might even have a category on sort of those funny moments of, you know, funny stories of independent business. It has to do with candles. Maybe the candle shipment came in and you had ordered all blue candles and they came in all red candles. Well, that's kind of, it relates to candles and it's also kind of funny. You might have a category kind of like story, you know, stories from the inside, that kind of thing. Think big buckets and the big topics you're going to talk about. And those usually make good categories. But again, they're not set in stone. You can always change them. You can say, oh, I don't want that category anymore, or I need a new category for this. You can always change and adapt your blog to what you need it to be. I think I've changed my categories, I don't know, 15, 20 times in all the past years I've been blogging. And my former business partner, Jim Turner, who I see on the chat.
Hi, Jim.
He and I used to do a radio show together. And, he can tell you how many times we change categories and change the tack on the blog post that we've done together.
So the bottom line is that you should allow your blog to grow with you. And then there's a lot of freedom in that. I think that's a decent way to say it so people don't get intimidated by this one point in time when they have to start and it has to be right forever.
Oh, exactly. If I stuck with that, my blog would still be just as bad as it was in the first month I was blogging.
This is wonderful information. We're talking today with Tris Hussey, author of Create Your Own Blog, 6 Easy Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro. When we come back in our third segment, we're going to be talking about podcasting a little bit, and then I want to get into a little bit about what live streaming is. Can we talk about that, Tris?
Oh, I'd love to. Live streaming is so much fun.
Great. We'll be back in just a minute or so. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're talking to Tris Hussey this afternoon. Create Your Own Blog, 6 Easy Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro. And one of those projects is podcasting. Tris, you're going to share a little treat with readers, with listeners to my show who come to your blog tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you reminded me, Donna Maria, that I haven't done a podcasting 101 post in a long time, even though I teach it. And I've written about it in the book, so I know what I'm blogging about today. I'm going to be writing. I'll be writing a podcasting 101 post for all of my readers and all of your listeners. So you can
get
all
the details. I want everybody to make sure you go to Tris's website at Tris Hussey, TRISHUSSEY, tomorrow to make sure that you get that. And I'm going to be looking forward to that. Okay, so we talked about podcasting. We talked about photo blogging and posting pictures and using words, and we could talk a little bit about video, but I don't want to run out of time, and maybe we can squeeze that in with the idea of live streaming. This is something that a lot of people have not really heard a lot about. I set up a live streaming site many, many months ago. I can't remember when it was, last year, and it's just kind of fun to tinker around with it. What is live streaming, Tris, and why do we care?
Okay, live streaming comes out from the fact that us geeks can't seem to shut up. We keep posting things on all these different services. So you and I are both on Twitter, and I'm sure you're on Facebook. And I have a giant archive of pictures on Flickr, and I have a posture site, and I have this, and I have that. And what live streaming is pulling all of those things together in one place. So people can go, well, I would like to know what Tris is saying on Twitter and his blog and on Flickr and on YouTube. God forbid I do very many videos. And what I'm stumbling on Stumble Upon or saving on Delicious. And that's
let me,
really
let me
live
ask
streaming
you,
is.
Why wouldn't that one place be my blog where I have links to all those social places? Why? I mean, can I just live stream at my blog?
You know what? You can, actually. There's a great plugin for WordPress called Live Streaming. I've been using this. And you can build your own live stream on your blog. It's very, very easy. The first things that people did before, you know, early on, with there's a service called FriendFeed that Facebook bought that was these aggregators. That's what they were initially called. We didn't have live streaming as a cool word then. But you can... You build, it's just usually it's easier to build as a site that's hosted because they have all the connectors all built in automatically to all these different sites. So places like FriendFeed and Tumblr. Now, Postgres, they like to say they're a live streaming, but they're really a hub. You put something on Postgres and it goes out to all your streams. Whereas somewhere like Tumblr and FriendFeed, they actually gather. That makes any sense. But that's what live streaming is about, gathering as more than sending.
Okay.
And I think live streaming is going to be, it's fun. It can make people shake their head at you because they wonder, how do you ever sleep? Because
right,
there's always
right.
stuff coming and going in your blog. But I find it really fun. That's what I did cover in the book, and it's one of my favorite chapters to write.
Okay.
Because it gives people a perspective on all the other things you do online. Like, I share lots of different blog posts that I read through my RSS reader. So I have a stream of just those posts. And I have, you know, all my Twitter updates and when I put new pictures on Flickr. And I think it gives people something more than when they just read what you're doing and where they just see your tweets or just listen to a podcast or just look at your Flickr photos. It gives maybe a holistic picture of who you are.
And Tris, why do you think that's important if I just sell candles? Why is it important that people get a holistic picture of who I am? Why is that important for me and my business?
Well, I think in today's economy, our economies are almost coming back to where they were 100 years ago, where we're building our businesses a lot on relationships. And I find that I do more business with the people who I know as people and I like as people than I do with just some random other person. I mean, I recommend programs, even software that I buy and use, because I know the programmers. I feel like I have a connection to them. I'm recommending something a friend makes.
So you're saying that this is nothing new, it's just that technology makes it work differently.
Exactly. And like I have, a lot of the programmers I know aren't even on this continent, much less this country. And I have a personal connection to them. And by even following their live stream, I know a bit more about them. And I don't know, it just... It gives me a stronger connection, a stronger reason why I want to keep up with what they're doing.
And I would guess that, you know, we can all remind ourselves, can't we, Tris, that you can be as quote-unquote exposed as you want. In other words, you are in control, even though you have all these options. You don't have to use them all, and you don't have to, you know, blog about or videotape or podcast about every little thing. We are still in control if we take
you
that
are,
control.
Exactly. You are in absolute control of your identity and how much you put online, and I highly, highly recommend that people think, okay, well, what would happen 5 years from now if someone reads that? And not in the overly paranoid way, but, you know, just establish those boundaries for yourself so you know that whatever goes out there, you're going to be comfortable with, because whatever goes out there is out there forever.
Right.
It's a it's a fact of life, and I know there's lots of things out there that I wish I hadn't put out in the past. I'm sure there's going to be things I'm going to put out in the future that I wish I wouldn't have put out. But it's a process of learning, but you are in control. That's one of the most important things.
I read a statistic just the other day that 75% of human resources hiring professionals have rejected a job candidate solely on information they find out about them on the web, presumably without even verifying that information. So would you say that is at least some indication of how important it is to take control of what you say? Because obviously we can't necessarily control what other people say, but if we have a branded place, as we talked about earlier, some place that we own and control where the real deal is, at least we're not just relying on, you know, the universe to say good things about us on the Internet.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And the whole issue of HR and other things, even potential business partners checking you out online. If I'm going to hire someone as an intern or as an employee, I do check them out. I Google them and see if they're saying, oh, yeah, I'm a social media expert. And, you know, if they don't appear up on my social media radar, then how much of an expert are they really? It's important. It's important to understand that once you step out there, this is a tool that people will use to learn about you,
mm-hmm.
And you know, for good or for ill. So take the reins and make sure it's for good.
Yeah, take as much control, at least as much control as you can. Trish, let's talk in our last few minutes about, I don't know, the big kahuna, some people might say. You know, making money with your blog. Now, we obviously use our blog to draw people into our circle so that they can learn about the products and services we offer. But are there other ways that a blog can generate income for a small business owner outside of, you know, sending them to the products and services that they sell?
Yes. Oh, certainly. I'll let you in a little bit of irony. In the chapter in the book, I talk about making money. Over the years, I've only usually focused on active ways of making money. I was a professional blogger, and I would get paid to write things, and I usually didn't put ads on my blog. And wouldn't you know it, I put ads on my blog this month. And that's one of the ways that you can make money on your blog, is putting like Google AdSense. But
why did you say you would never do that?
I didn't say I would never. I usually haven't had great success with it, so I haven't bothered. But I realized, you know, I need to start, you know, paying for my hosting with things other than my day job, and maybe it might be nice for the website to pay for itself a little bit. So I look at it as one of those never say never kind of moments. And
What are some of your tips, Trish, and recommendations for people who might be thinking about transitioning to that? In other words, you may want to, as you say, you know, start generating a return, you know, the payment of all the expenses associated with blogging, as opposed to, you know, using the money that comes in from your business on other things. What are your suggestions for a small business owner to make that transition? You know, it's kind of scary if you've got a blog with a following and they're used to hearing about all your great products and pictures and podcasts that you have, and then all of a sudden they come there and there's ads.
Yeah. I think, well, first off, you start off slow. Google AdSense is an easy way to put ads in your blog, though I'd have to caution, if you're a small business owner, you will have to make sure you tune them so you don't have ads for competing products showing up on your site, because that's terribly bad.
Right, or even inappropriate products, right?
Or even inappropriate products, exactly. I think what I posted about, I've caved, I put ads in my blog, and the comments left was like, yeah, you know, you've got to earn, you can't just earn money from comments. You know, I can't go to the store and say, well, I got 5 comments on this post, can I have a gallon of milk? It doesn't work like that. I like the 3 meals a day thing, and that's kind of a, so people have to recognize you do have to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another vehicle for you to earn money, and it's okay. And another way to earn money beyond AdSense is affiliate links. I'm sure there's lots of products that you use already that you would recommend to friends, and you can have affiliate links. I think you have affiliate links and do some of that as well. That would be something I think that is probably better suited to small business people because you're in more control of exactly what you're offering. Like, I recommend these hosts, or I recommend these products, or I recommend this service, and yes, you're getting a cut. You're getting a little referral fee. And as long as you're upfront about it, I think it's okay. We still have to earn a living. We can't just do all this for free and continue to do it for free and not have something that returns money to us, because then we suddenly find ourselves, not being able to have three meals a day, which, I could certainly use to lose some weight, but it's not terribly comfortable.
No, it's not a good thing when you're in business. And you mentioned affiliate links. That's a really specialized area of consideration. I actually don't have any affiliate links at my blog. I do have some sponsors, but I do get opportunities for that, so I'm going to be thinking about that and looking into your book here to see what might be available for that. So, I guess one of the things you're saying is that it's a mindset adjustment for a lot of bloggers to begin having sponsors or affiliate links or even Google AdSense at their blogs. And so one of the things you said you did was you actually posted a blog post about it to sort of introduce your readers to that and ease them into it. Do you recommend that that's what people do?
It depends on your audience. I think if your audience are all mostly business-related, businessy people, they'll understand right off. Most of my audience, I felt, were not only my friends, but people who have been used to my blog for several years having no ads. So I thought it was really important that I come out and say, I need to put ads on, or at least I'm experimenting with putting ads on. And, I might take them down if I don't feel like they're returning enough money for the space that they're taking up. I still might take them down, but it was important for me to tell my readers, I'm doing this and I hope you don't stop reading me, but I do like to eat and have a house and clothes.
Well, and if you want to keep reading me, you gotta help me.
That too. Yeah, so like either you click on the ad or you buy lots of books, but one of the two. But I gotta eat.
So tell us, where can we go to get more of you in our last minute here? I can't believe we're out of time.
Oh, this has been a great show. You can find almost everything I do online on trishussey.com. That's T-R-I-S-H-U-S-S, S as in Sam, S as in sneaker, E-Y, and .com. And that's where I live online. Everything is there. Live streams, Twitter updates, all my blog posts, all the things about all the books, they're all there.
Right. Great. Everybody go there and check that out. And don't forget to log on to TrisHussey's website.com, TrisHussey.com, tomorrow to get that Podcasting 101 post. I'm so excited about that. And thank you for doing that, helping me and my listeners out. We really appreciate that.
Oh, TrisHussey, you're very welcome.
Create your own blog, 6 easy projects to start blogging like a pro. Thank you so much for joining us today on Indie Business Radio. We'll look forward to checking out your blog, and I'll look forward to seeing you, all my great listeners, here next week, 1 o'clock p.m. New York time, as always, right here on Indie Business Radio. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.